If a person, regardless of what color he is, if he treats people right, puts Christ first in his life, and will do what's right, he can move up in our society this day and time. If we'll just remember to pray and to put God first every day of our life. Pray and study our Bibles as we're told in Thessalonians. Paul was talking to them. He said to pray without ceasing. So we all need to pray for a better environment, a better place to raise our families, and a better place for us to live. And if we work together and love one another, the main theme throughout the New Testament is love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we love our neighbor as ourself and treat him or her or they or them right, then we're going to prosper. And if we don't, then our nation is going to fold. All nations that turn from God throughout history have folded up, no matter how great they was. When they turn away from God and turn their back on God, they fold up. The United States of America is the greatest nation on earth, supposedly. And it is supposed to be known as a Christian nation. But when we go to thinking about and analyzing the subject of being a Christian nation, I'm afraid we're far from it by the way people act and the way things happen. So we need to concentrate on putting Christ back in each and every one of us' life each day that we live, to have a closer walk. And if we do that, we'll have the love that we're supposed to for our neighbor and our fellow man, and we will see things grow. And at this time, at Galesville, Alabama, our postmaster is a black man. And I haven't had any problem at all with him whatsoever. He's nice. He's friendly. And I meet him lots of mornings going to work. And he always speaks, and I always speak to him. And that's good. I don't think, probably maybe 30 years ago, that people would have been as nice to him as he should have, probably. But this day and time, we have learned to go along and help things that we can't change and can't do anything about. And if a man does a good job on the job, whether he be black or white or whatever, red man, Mexican or whatever, if he does a good job on the job, we should not consider his race at all in it, because the point of job opportunity and position is to get the job done and done right. And we have good people in all races and all nationalities to do these jobs. Of course, some work better than others, and every race, creed, or color you find is coming up, whether they be old or whether they be young. I know I have a friend that's older than I am, and he was bragging the other day about a fellow telling him he just wanted to see him and look him over when he told him who he was. He said, I've heard about that work of 7 men you do every day. So there's people that puts out a whole lot, and then there's those that don't put out that much. My personal feelings and belief is that we should do a day's work for a day's pay. And that don't mean running wide open 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours or whatever we do. That means getting the job done and doing it right and not running wide open. But our civil rights, things have changed to the point to where that people go to church together, blacks and whites, that work together, that go to service together, serving armed forces together. And I don't see any great problem with it. I noticed right recently in the news that some woman has been promoted up to the highest rank that any woman's ever been in the armed forces. And then the next thing she said was that women wasn't ready to fight yet. So it's good that women can move on up. I think that women should not be held down because they're women. I don't think there's no way that a woman should be kept down on the pay scale for hours or anything because they're women. Because we have equal opportunity. Everybody should be equally, regardless race, creed, color, sex, or origin. So today my thinking is that everybody has that opportunity. We have people in this area that are hauling their children as far as Rome to get them education. I contend that the education is at Yale High School, just like it has been for over 100 years. If a person wants education and smart enough to get an education, they can get a good education at Galesville High School. They wouldn't have to go to Rome or Gadsden or somewhere like that. Galesville had one of the first colleges that was ever in the state of Alabama. Galesville Academy, it was called. It wasn't called a college. It was called Galesville Academy. My mother and father both went to it, attended it. But our opportunities are great in the state of Alabama. We have a great state and some good leaders. But so many times I'm afraid maybe that when they're supposed to be passing laws to protect us and take care of us and help us out, that there may be a partying and having a good time at our tax expense. And maybe that they need to put Christ back into things like he should be, and then these things that they spend a lot of money on would not have to be, and our children would have a better opportunity for education than what they have. My understanding, though, is that we do have several good schools, Eddywall, Cherokee, DeKalb, and they could get better if the parents took active roles into the schools like they should.
Okay, we'll go to the present time. I understand that you're involved in the CRBI, the Coosa River Basin Initiative. Tell us about what this organization is about.
To sum it up in one statement, you would say it's about clean water and getting people to clean up or act. And about 54 years ago, we moved on this farm that we're presently living on right now. And you could go fishing down in our pasture and catch fish, just pretty fish just right and left. No problem. You could set out 5 poles, go back the next morning, and get 2 or 3 nice catfish out of them. Mess of catfish. Have a mess of fresh catfish for dinner that day if you want them. Then the pollution started getting gradually worse and worse from the cotton mills and the road mills and the places like that are coming into our river. It got to the point to where our fish would have to get up into where branches and creeks and things run into the river to stay alive. And then when you caught them, they'd have sores on them. Would not be healthy and fit to eat. For the past several years, the CRBI was organized a little less than 5 years ago, I believe, if I'm correct. This organization has set in to help us get our rivers cleaned up by educating people to make tests on the rivers and lakes in this area. We have a good, healthy chapter of the CRBI in this area. We started testing over 3 years ago, and I have a privilege of testing Site 1 and Site 2 in Cherokee County of the CRBI. At the time we started testing Mill Creek, which is a creek that is made up solely by springs and things, so it's naturally cold. In other words, when it's real cold, a real hot, good swimming weather, you hit the creek, you get some chill bumps, usually. When we started testing, the creek was from 8 to 10 degrees colder than our river. Our river would look plumb black, and sometimes it would be a real dark blue. It never was pretty and clean, or hadn't been, and we started an effort back in the 60s, early 60s, to try to get some politicians to work on it. And we have letters from them politicians that tell us that there's no money, no funds to be used on it. So we didn't get anything done back then. We had meetings on it in the 70s and 60s and 70s and even in the 80s. But when the CRBI was organized and we began to get things moving, we've won lawsuit against Regal Textile Corporation, Mount Vernon Mills, at Tryon, Georgia. We won a $200,000 lawsuit against them to be put into our educational program and our cleanup program in Cherokee County, Alabama, because the river was in such bad shape. We have been testing it for 3 years. The temperature has changed. The last testing time on the creek and the river was, the river is 1 degree colder than the creek is now. When it's not been raining, you can go to our river and you can look and you can see the bottom in it where it's several feet deep. The water is clear. It looks good. Looks the best it's looked in at least 30 years or more. Our fish have cleaned up. When you catch a fish now out of our river, he doesn't have any sores on him. He's healthy. He puts you up a good fight. And you know you've got a good fish when you get him. Up until the last 2 years, when you caught a fish, he would have a lot of sores on him and just would not be fit to eat at all coming out of the Tatuga River. Tatuga River and the Coosa River run into Wise Lake, beautiful Wise Lake, it's the crappie capital of the world. Wise Lake is supposed to be. Our Georgie neighbors have been using it for a septic tank for several years, and we're beginning to get this thing cleared up now. The city of Rome has joined the CRBI in Rome, Georgia, our chapter up there. And they're working with us now instead of fighting us on things. And when they have a problem, they tell us, and we try to do something about heading it off, and we can work together on this thing with our organizations. The Gadsden chapter of the Coosa River chapter in Gadsden have joined the CRBI. It is composed of people, of doctors and lawyers and nurses and teachers. We have several teachers in our organization that are teaching this in school. And as I started to say a while ago, we got money, that $200,000, and a lot of that went into education programs in our counties to teach our children about the pollution and how it come about, and the story on pollution, of what it's doing to us, and what it amounts to. The people in America in general are killing their own selves with pollution, not realizing it. We think it's all right to put your paper out on the side of the road. We think it's all right to take our garbage up in the wood and dispose of it if it's not handy for the garbage man to pick it up, and we don't want to pay the garbage man. This is not so. All waste material needs to be disposed of properly. At the present time, we have the federal government having their organization of putting the press on the Georgia Environmental Protection people, and they told them the other day that at the rate they were trying to clean up, that it'd be 104 years before they got it cleaned up. If they wasn't going to put up with that, they wasn't going to tolerate it, that would give them a very short time to get their situations in the state of Georgia cleaned up and cleared up. And if it's not so, then they're fixing to shut down a bunch of companies and things like that and see if they can get it to going like it needs to go.
Okay.